Well, I've enjoyed my 2 terms, Donegal County Council. I just feel recently that pressures of work, I'm self-employed and business is good, we're going well, but I think it just needs my full attention at present, as all businesses do. There's only a year to run in this term, Donal. I suppose I could be selfish and stay on for another year and then not stand next year for the elections, but I feel that if I go on at this stage, whoever we decide or whoever the party decides to put in my place has a year to, I suppose, cut the mustard and see how they get on in next year's local elections.
As you say, you are self-employed, but you also threw yourself into politics, running in a general election, polling very well, seeking a second nomination. How was that experience?
Great experience, Donal. I suppose it's all tinged with a little sadness today, Donal. I've talked about this really, I suppose, since the last election, the last local elections, that I probably couldn't devote the time to council that it deserves. But look, I've managed the last 4 years. I've really enjoyed it. I've immensely enjoyed working with the people and the executive and I suppose everybody. But running the 2012, yeah, I came in, Donal, in 2009, if I remember correctly. And 2011, I was thrown straight into a general election, which was something that totally unprepared for. I went only, I suppose, a week or 10 days to prepare. But we had a great result. And on a different day, maybe we possibly would have made it. We're only short by a couple of hundred votes. But look, you know, these things all happen for a reason. And it wasn't to be. And at that stage, I felt it was probably something I wanted more than anything else. But looking back at it now, maybe it never was for me, Donal. But I've enjoyed my time in Donegal County Council immensely.
Fine Gael, now a number of branches are putting forward potential candidates for a convention, and that person will be co-opted. They have a hard act to follow and a hard job to choose.
Well, Donal, thanks very much, Donal, for the compliment. I can't say that, but certainly, look, I've enjoyed my time. And when I came in at the start, I had absolutely no political experience. I've absolutely loved it. And as I said, it's tinged with sadness today that the time has come that I have to hug up my boots. But look, you know, you have to make decisions in life and choices in life. And if I was a different place in my career, I would love to stay on. But look, you know, business in today's climate deserves, you know, your full attention. And unfortunately, I just can't devote the time to both, as does council work, Donal. It deserves your full attention. And if you're not able to devote the time to people that they deserve, I feel you can be letting them down. So from my point of view, it's now the right time to go. Yeah, look, come here. We'll see what happens as far as the replacement's concerned. That you know, it has been a good seat. There will be a bit of competition for it. A few names have been put forward from different branches. Look, I have no preference at this stage. May the best person come forward. And I suppose the main concern at this stage is, Donal, that they have a year now to work on that seat and to I suppose, bed themselves into that seat. And hopefully come June 2019, that they can continue to hold the seat that we've held for the last couple of terms, Donal.